Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
So let's turn over there to the little book of Galatians. Oh, foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before the eyes of Jesus the Messiah? Hath been evidently, there's evidence, evidently set forth crucified among you. This only would I learn of you, received ye the spirit of the works of the law by the hearing of faith. Now look at this. Are you so foolish, having begun in the spirit? Are you now made perfect or matured by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he it by the works of the law, by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham, and the Scripture, or God. God and His Word are one. The Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the healing through faith, preached. The Scripture preached, God preached there before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continues not in all the things which are written in the book of the law. And the law is not of faith, but the man that does them shall live in them. Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Yeehaw! He has redeemed us from the curse of the law being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Yahoo! Glory to God! Healing is happening right now. It's happening right now. Receive your healing. You don't have to wait a letter. Take it now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus, the Anointed One, the Messiah, that we might receive what the Spirit promised. We might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Yes, yes.
Yee, glory to God, hallelujah. Through faith. Through faith, I received my healing this morning. My faith makes me whole. My faith makes me whole this morning. My faith takes care of me. My faith has healed me. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we see from this, well, no, I'm not quite done there. As you finish reading that chapter, oh, then the crowning message, Verse 26, you are all the children of God by faith in Messiah Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, into Him, into His body, into His anointing, have put on that anointing. Now, think about it. No wonder you get attacked so much. You're a carrier. You're very contagious. You've got this faith thing. You've got the great Creator living on the inside of you. Glory to God. We are the body of. We're the body of the Anointed One. The anointing. The burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of Almighty God. So he said, for the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you have been baptized into Christ and have put on Christ, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither bond nor free, there's neither male nor female, for you all are one in Christ Jesus. And if you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. I rest my case. Glory to God. Oh, somebody give the Lord praise this morning. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Healings are happening. Miracles are happening right now.
Amen. Yes, we receive
it. Now let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Glory be to God. Now in the 11th chapter, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of the Anointed One. And he came right on down that finished the 11th chapter, which is just pregnant with healing and the power of God. But he completely changed the subject. He had taught up to this point. Now, concerning spiritual gifts. Gifts is italicized. Concerning spirituals, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb or idols that can't speak, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Spirit. Same one, in John chapter 14, and in that chapter right there at the covenant meal, he went ahead to say in the 21st verse, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me. Well, now he loves everybody, but well, but he, the one that diligently hears, diligently sees, he it is that loves me. My Father will love him. In other words, you have my Father's attention. I will love it. You have my attention. And I will. Say it, I will.
I will.
I will manifest myself to him.
Amen.
Oh, neither male nor female, Greek nor Jew. In Christ Jesus, I will manifest myself. And we're about to see how he manifests himself. That's where the Lord directed me to take this. I said all this other to get to say this. Now there are diversities of gifts. Now notice, gifts this time are not italicized. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations or ministries. That Greek word translated administration, priest, minister, they all come from the same word. Of course, we use it today. The administration of the president, the administration, or the ministry of the president, where the nation is concerned. And when you vote, you're not voting for a person, you're voting for a system. So how is that system going to manifest itself in ministering to the people? The administration. That's interesting, isn't it? Now, here we are. Diversities of operation, but the same God which works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. It is given to every person, for all to profit.
Amen.
Not given to every person to walk in manifestation of these gifts. But then on the other hand, in certain cases it is, and we'll see this. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. That is a word of God's wisdom concerning now and in the future. Oh, Brother Copeland, I thought that was prophecy. No, just simple prophecy. Well, we'll see it here in a moment. But prophecy and working and being mingled together with other manifestations. He's just divided these up into 12 so we can study them carefully and see how the Spirit of God manifests himself. Amen. And of course, today we're most interested in healing and deliverance. To another, faith. Now, that's not saving faith. The Classic Amplified calls it special faith. Because you got born again by faith and you have that faith, we know that. And we're developing that faith, glory to God. But this is a manifestation of special faith. This is when special faith comes on you. I had a person one time that, not recognizing this, and he said, well, now, you see, these things manifest in Brother Copeland because he couldn't be afraid if he wanted to. Something like that, some strange thing like that. But all he had seen and witnessed, he had come out of a Southern Baptist background, and all he had seen was in meetings when the manifestation of special faith would come on me and deal with spirits and things like that. That's all he had seen. That I just couldn't be afraid. Come on. Not being afraid is a choice. You submit yourself to the devil, to God, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you.
Amen. Yes, sir.
He will.
Yes, sir.
He's not willing or not, he will. But the first part is there too. You have to submit yourself to God and then resist the devil. James 4:7. Now, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing. Actually, both are plural in the Greek text. Gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy. Now, that's just simple prophecy. To another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these work that one and self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. As he will. Simple prophecy. We could go ahead and study this out in the 13th, 14th chapter. Simple prophecy is for edification, exhortation, and comfort. And the Spirit of God said through the Apostle Paul, to speaking to the church at Corinth, he said, all of you may prophesy. All of you, the whole congregation. This was one of the things that got the whole congregation in trouble over tongues. They all started trying to do it at one time. Now, can you imagine, you know, hey, don't put those folks down. I mean, they came out of a weird world, Al, no kidding. And they go to have the Lord's Supper and get drunk. You know, he said, eat at home, dummy. Anyway, and one of them is saying, I'm hollering, Jesus is cursed, and la, 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 and then they get screaming at one another. People, and he said, people are going to come in and think you're all nuts, you're crazy, you're mad. Just shut up and do it one at a time. And then he came over to that great 13th chapter. Even though I speak with the tongue of men and angels and have not love. But wait a minute. What if I speak with the tongue of men and angels and have love? And we do that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we praise you today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Heavenly Father. We thank you and praise you. We glorify your name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Let's stand, please. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him, like him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Calleth those things which be not. Calleth those things which be not. We praise you this morning. Our Father, we call our nation healed. We call our president healed. We call his administration healed. We call that. And we thank you and we praise you, dear Father. We worship you. We worship you. We worship and praise you. We worship. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on. Lift your voices. Lift your voices. Now say this boldly. I am the seed of Abraham. And like Abraham of old, before God, I call things that be not as though they were. I call my body well. I call my head well. I call my eyes well. I call my ears well. I call any trouble in my mouth well. I call my neck well. I call my throat well. I call all of the organs in my chest well. I call my lungs well. Let's do that again. I call my lungs well. Any of you in the sound of my voice today that have been tested positive for COVID-19, you take a deep breath and say, I call my lungs well. I call myself healed from COVID-19.
I have dominion
over the creeps. And that little creep is not going to get me down.
I have dominion
through God.
I am a denominator.
I take authority and dominion. Hallelujah. Yes, amen. I call my heart well. I call my shoulders well. I call my back well. From my brain stem to the very lowest part of my spine, I call myself well.
My experiences at KCBC over the past few years have been awesome, discovering a calling and purpose and God has put in my life. It's been great. It's been life-changing for sure.
Over these past 2 years, there's been things that have been added to me that the Lord's going to be able to use and I will be able to put into practice.
We are being taught on how to live our life on a daily basis, every day in the Word, to just completely focus on God, that He's fulfilled everything.
Every person you meet is constantly pouring into you, whether it's your other students, whether it's faculty, pastors, everyone's constantly pouring into you, and it's just been awesome.
This school has taught me the Word of God, and nothing can stop me. I'm ready to go out and love on people, and the love of God has just been poured into us so much. We're not the same people we were when we walked in those doors.
Discover your calling. Go to kcbiblecollege.org and apply today.
Every Friday is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Let me read to you once again from the book of Galatians chapter 6. Let's read a few verses here beginning in verse 6. It says, "Let him who is taught the word," somebody say, that's me, "share in all good things with him who teaches." Now listen to verse 7. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. You know, it's almost funny, and it would be funny if it wasn't so sad, when you hear people mock a message like the one we're preaching to you right now. I don't believe in all that sowing and reaping stuff. And like I said, it'd be funny if it wasn't sad. The truth is, they're not mocking some preacher. They're trying to mock God. But God will not be mocked. He said, whatever somebody sows, they will reap. And the very people who claim to not believe this stuff, whether they realize it or not, are reaping right then and there. They're reaping. They're reaping from whatever they've sown too. And if you sow to the flesh, you reap from the flesh corruption. But if you sow to the Spirit, you reap from the Spirit life. And that's where partnership comes in. That's a big part of how you and I can sow to the Spirit. You could have watched anything today. You could have been watching anything over the last, 15, 20, 30 minutes, but you chose to watch this. You know what you just did? You sowed to the Spirit. And you will, from the Spirit, reap because you sowed. Now, how else do you do? How else do you sow to the Spirit? You can sow in faith. You can sow financially. You can be a part of this message that you've heard today, not just stopping with you, but getting out to people all over the world. And the same good result it's having in your life through sowing to the Spirit, you're making sure it's happening in people's lives everywhere. And partners, that's a big deal. It's a big deal to God. It's a big deal to this ministry. It's a big deal to Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And that's why they are so thankful for you, and they're praying for you. They love you. They appreciate you. And partner, they're praying for you every single day. And I know partners right now all over the world are praying for this ministry. And it becomes a worldwide prayer covering. We all come into agreement around this common aim and this common goal to see this uncompromised word of faith preached from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. Let me encourage you, sow to the Spirit today. Now, if you've missed any of the healing broadcasts this week, you can watch them for free on KCM.org or on KCM's Roku channel. And then be sure to join us again next week on The Believer's Voice of Victory. As always, you're going to hear truth straight from the Word of God. You're going to let it feed you. You're going to let that seed of the Word take root in your heart. You're going to let it develop roots and sprout up. And if you will do that, if you'll water that seed and let it grow and let it grow and let it grow, soon and very soon, it'll start producing some fruit. Glory to God. Healing is fruit. Prosperity in your life is fruit. It's proof. It's evidence that the seed of the Word got planted in you and it's working. Thank you, Lord. Thanks so much for watching today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. Text to give is available in the U.S. only. If you prefer, you can also go to kcm.org/giveonline or call us at 877-615-4267. Together, we're sending the good news of the gospel around the world.